This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, here we go. Back on Gwen and Chris, hour number 2. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., getting set to travel to San Francisco with the Padres. Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. We got a lot to get done over the next couple of hours. Included is a 30-mile zone for you.
Yes.
Coming up at the bottom of this hour, so stay tuned for that. We'll also have some Chris versus the fans in the 4 o'clock hour. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, commercial-free roundtable replay of our one-hour Padre discussion that took place on the air this morning. Not only myself and Tony Gwynn Jr., but you'll hear from Ben Higgins and Craig Elston and Annie Heilbrunn. So all of us talking everything Padres for you, and that's coming up at 5 o'clock tonight.
Now,
so looking forward to that. Then after that,
sorry,
but after that, don't go anywhere. Because it'll be the Scraby Chronicles, back-to-back nights after Bill last night. How does last night's big announcement go?
Oh, it went great.
Do you want to tell us what the announcement was, those of us who weren't there?
The big announcement was I convinced Adam and the bosses to give me the Odyssey suite for one game and invite listeners. And since listeners of the Scraby Show are called Scrabinators, it's Scrabinator night. And so we have 10 tickets that I'm giving away, or 8 more, and you'll have your next chance during the show later today. You have
what?
To know a trivia question
you're
about
actually
me.
Oh, my goodness. Trivia about you?
Well, because it's Scrabinator night, and I'm fine with meeting new people and talking to people for
but
the first time.
But you want real Scrabyites there.
But the ones that are winning, because I'm also going to be randomly drawing people that are signing up. So
good.
I want to get the Scrabinator.
Now, when is the Scraby night at the ballpark?
Next Wednesday at 3:40 is the game, and they're playing the Cubs Manny Machado bobblehead night as well.
My goodness. You're bringing everybody out not only for the game, but you're bringing everybody out to be in the suite.
Are you?
And you're bringing them out for the bobblehead. Do you need, like, a celebrity there to make it all look a little better?
Because
I mean,
you know,
Tony could probably walk down and say hello.
No, I have a secret ringer. In the works to stop by.
Oh, okay.
You might already know his voice from being on the station and doing Padre stuff.
Well, I'm not going to even ask who it is. I'm just excited for the Scrabinators to go enjoy a Padre game next week. Make sure you listen to the Scraby Chronicles at 6 o'clock tonight. Before we get to the Daily Gambit, I'm really excited about the New York Mets right now. They blew a 3-0 lead earlier today. Lost to the Tigers in extra innings, 6-3. That not only keeps the Tigers undefeated at 5-0, but it keeps the Mets winless at 0-5. And now things could be even getting worser. Oh boy, yeah, that's good. Somewhere my grammar teacher is
did
like,
"Did you say worser?"
I did. I said
I almost
worser.
Went through it.
That's really not good. That's not gooder at all. Anyway, the Mets are getting no hit right now as
really?
They come to bat in the bottom of the 7th inning. They're trailing the Tigers 1-0 in the second game of a doubleheader. So it has been a long start to the season for the Mets, but The Marlins have them beat. The Marlins are 0-7, and they're going for their eighth consecutive loss. But right now, they're winning. What are they doing?
Really?
Yeah, they're ahead of the Cardinals 5-3 in the top of the sixth. Jake Berger has hit two home runs for the Marlins in this game. And your guy, Josh Bell, former Padre, has a two-run homer for the Marlins. We'll keep you up to date on those ball games as they go along. It's a very light day in Major League Baseball. A lot of teams are traveling today. But we'll keep you up to date at least on those games as we go along here. Padres with the win yesterday over those Cardinals by a score of 3-2. And they'll take a 4-5 record into San Francisco tomorrow night with Dylan Cease on the mound against the Giants. I believe it's Jordan Hicks making the start tomorrow.
I don't think
the Padres got a run off him in the first meeting.
No,
did they?
I don't think they did. You're right. I'm going to have to eat my words about him. And I think I'm going to have to eat my words about Jung-Hoo Lee. Jung-Hoo Lee looks better than I thought.
You don't have to eat any words a week into the season.
I mean, I may have to eat my words because
Jordan Hicks has made one start. It went well. But, you know, let's see how he handles the rigors of starting every day.
I'm not built for baseball.
We've got to teach you that it is a marathon, not a sprint, Scrabe. Right? Slow and steady wins the race. All that stuff.
I hate that.
I know you do, but I got to try and help you out here. All right, let's get to a little Daily Gambit stuff here. See what else is going on the scoreboard.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Now, Chris gave me a task. That's the word I was looking for.
Yes.
And it was to find out a bet if North Carolina State and UConn would both match up in the championship game on the women's side and the men's side, because that is a possibility.
Right.
And
what would be the odds against that happening?
Yes, I looked everywhere and I couldn't find it. Yeah. I looked at all my illegal betting sites that are offshore.
I went to all of your sources there.
I did.
Yeah, well, I mean, in order for it to happen, North Carolina State women are going to have to beat an undefeated South Carolina team. The North Carolina men are going to have to beat Zach Edey and Purdue. It's a little easier to see UConn's men and women both winning in the Final Four. It's more difficult to see North Carolina State's men and women, but stranger things have happened, and I thought you would... how about somebody, some aspiring bookie out there would put together some sort of wager for that.
Bookie's aspiring?
Yes. Somebody trying to create a little interest.
No, that's what I was going to say. You could find this bet. You just got to find the person that was willing to make the bet.
Yeah, I mean, you and I could just put a number out there right now, and if anybody wants to send us the money.
No, please don't do that because it's illegal. Shohei Ohtani is involved in something like that right now.
Shohei involved.
So, yeah.
Could you imagine we put a spread out and we got a call from Shohei Ohtani's people? You know, he's interested in that bet. He likes that.
Yeah.
Like to get a little of that action.
Yes. So the next one, like to get a little bit of that action.
Yeah.
Next one is Indiana State -3.5 over Utah in the NIT. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who will show up in our 30-mile zone in a little bit. His celebrity has taken him places. All right. Indiana State, you chose Utah. I chose Indiana State. Indiana State won by 10, 190.
That's right.
Cardinals and Padres over under 8 for Tuesday night's game. You said under, I said over, and the answer is under because you said 7.
Right, 5-2.
Yes. It's the Yankees -1.5 on the run line over the Diamondbacks on Tuesday night. Zach Gallen was on the mound, and both of us took Arizona, and both of us were right because they won 7-0.
We took the milkman.
Yes.
He came through.
Yes, he did. Lakers 12.5 against Toronto on Tuesday night. You chose Toronto. I chose the Lakers, and the Lakers won by 17, 128, 111.
Yeah, everybody just keep thinking that the Lakers have no shot to get out of the Western Conference playoffs because they're whipping everybody right now. Look out.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Kings minus -3 over the Clippers. Both of us chose the Kings on Tuesday night. Kings did win 109-95. What is happening with the Clippers?
Well, Kawhi Leonard is not playing, and James Harden is in a slump. Those are the two things that are happening. And on the James Harden front, somebody asked Paul George about it the other night. Said, hey, Paul. Anything you can do or, you know, anything that can be done to try and help James Harden get out of this slump? Paul George, being the nice guy that he is, said, I'm not the coach. Don't ask me. Next question. Now, he has every right to say that, but it's just, you don't need to.
Yeah.
You know what? Appease the person with an answer. Make it a short answer.
Say what he said again.
He said, I'm not the coach. Next question. I just think it's rude. Just rude.
Is it?
You don't need to say it. You can say something along those lines without being rude.
Isn't it maybe a message that he's upset with it? And that's no?
No, okay. I think he's upset with the question. Okay. He just doesn't want to be asked the question.
All right.
Sorry.
All right.
You know, you're making $400 million a year, and, you know, we want to find out a little insight. You can handle a question. If it was that bad of a question, I would have, you know, then I'd get on the reporter's case. But I didn't think it was that bad of a question.
Okay. Anyway. All right.
All right. Let's move on to tonight, unless you've got something further.
No, I do not.
All right. Tonight, the only game, there's only two games tonight. The first one is a Chris Ello 5-star.
Really?
Yeah, and
I don't write this down.
I don't do 5-star very often.
I gotta write this down.
But I'm going 5-star on this one. It is the NIT final between your guy, Milk Chamberlain, and the Indiana State Sycamores taking on Seton Hall for the championship of the NIT.
The Pirates?
The Pirates.
Are they? Okay.
Indiana State is favored by 3.5. My 5-star wager. Well, I'll tell you in a minute. I want your pick first.
Oh, I'm going to go with my guy.
You're going with Kareem, aren't you?
I'm going with Robbie Avila.
Robbie Avila and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Indiana State University, baby.
Now, the one thing I will say, Indiana State is playing close to home, right? In Indiana.
Yes.
Wasn't it like 75 miles away
from their
campus?
Yeah. So they have Seton Hall?
That's in New Jersey.
Okay, so a little bit further.
A little further for them. So Indiana State has a bit of a home court edge in that regard.
Okay.
But have you seen what UConn is doing to everybody in the NCAA tournament?
Yes, they're destroying everyone.
Seton Hall beat them this year.
Wait.
During the regular season by 15.
How many losses did UConn have in the regular season?
They had 3.
Okay, wow.
Seton Hall was one of the teams to beat them. Seton Hall should have been in the NCAA tournament. The Big East has been really outspokenly upset about the fact that Seton Hall wasn't in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Seton Hall can't go out there and lay an egg in the NIT final against Indiana State. So I'm taking Seton Hall plus the points here. I can't believe they're not favored.
That's another disrespect towards them.
I can't believe they're not favored. Seton Hall, at least to me on paper, is the far superior team. So this is a 5-star play for me.
That's not a bad 5-star play. Motivation. It makes a lot of sense.
We'll see if it turns out. The other game tonight, NBA in Los Angeles. The aforementioned Clippers struggling. The Denver Nuggets are visiting, and the Nuggets are favored by 4. And I go first here.
Yes.
Nothing to recommend about the Clippers. I'm sorry. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, to me, is the heart and soul of that team. And if he's not playing, they're not nearly as good. Paul George can carry you now and again, but not against a good team like Denver. I'll take the Nuggets.
Don't ask him any questions, though.
Don't ask him any questions. Don't take his shirt off.
Don't take my shirt off. I'm going to go with the Nuggies as
well. Also going with the Nuggies, okay? And then we'll get into the, because we don't have a show tomorrow. With the Padres playing in the afternoon, we won't be on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get some final four bets. Start on the women's side. Tomorrow night, South Carolina, 11.5 over upstart NC State. South Carolina is undefeated.
Yeah.
But they have played some close games in the tournament. They haven't been blowing out teams like UConn has on the men's side. Let's just put it that way. NC State is a 3 seed coming out of their region.
I think I'm going to go with South Carolina.
They're going to stick with them.
They're just really good.
They are really good. 11.5 is too many. I'll take NC State.
Wow.
Keep it close.
Wow.
And then the marquee matchup on the women's side. And, I, you know, give Caitlin Clark the credit, number one. And I don't know what Molly Karam?
Karam. Yeah.
I don't know what she was trying to get at today.
Okay, I didn't see
that. But her quote was, Caitlin Clark is really lucky that Paige Beckers, the star for UConn, that she hasn't been 100% healthy the last 2 years. Because if she had been healthy, Caitlin Clark would not be doing what she's doing.
They don't play each other every game, number
and
one.
I'm trying to say, yes. Paige Beckers is really good in her own right. But Paige Beckers has nothing to do with the fact that Caitlin Clark can hit 3-point shots from the logo continually.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Paige Beckers play, too, and Caitlin Clark play. They're both really good. They have different games.
They have a little slightly different games. Paige Beckers is not going to bomb away from 40 feet.
No.
Caitlin Clark is also an excellent passer. You're overlooking that out there if you haven't seen that part of her game.
I just don't understand ever the argument, well, if they were healthy, they would be good.
I mean, UConn has her chance now.
Yes,
it's UConn and Iowa, and it's Beckers against Clark, and Iowa's favored by 2.5. And after, you know, being upset with Molly Karam for saying what she said, I'll still take UConn plus the points. Because UConn is still UConn. And they've been there 100 times, and Gino Auriemma is a great coach, and he doesn't get enough credit for being a great coach.
I just feel like
you're going to go with Caitlin all the way?
Well, her team, Iowa. But
yeah, I know, but she's going to have to carry
them. The reason I am is because it just feels like she is destined.
Little destiny.
To win it all.
Win it all.
Be the number one pick in the WNBA.
Yeah, be carried off into the sunset.
She's played so well
and
lived up to every bit of the hype. I can't see her having a bad game or
shying
away.
The last star player that tried to guard her the other night, Haley Van Lith of LSU, transferred today. Went into the transfer portal.
Really?
Yeah. That's what Caitlin Clark can do to you.
Man, where's she going?
You're right. I don't know, but she's going to the portal. All right, men's Final Four on Saturday. Purdue is 9 points over NC State. I will once again... Because I refuse to be sold on Purdue. I'm probably looking at it from the wrong angle.
Betting with your head.
I'm betting a little with my heart here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, a little with my heart. I want to see the underdog keep it close. And so I love the big kid on NC State. You got to root for that kid, the big center.
Yeah, he's
I don't
got,
know his name. I don't know his name. Right?
But
do you know his name?
No, I'm looking it up right now.
I know. He's hilarious out there.
He's got great touch.
Here he is. There's a big story on him. DJ Burns.
That's it.
And evidently somebody asked him if he has any interest in being an offensive lineman in football. I don't know. I guess it's the Final Four. You can ask him these questions.
I guess so.
He said, no, I have zero interest in being playing football.
Well, let's see what happens.
He looks like he's built like an offensive lineman.
Let's see what, and he's quick and he can move.
He's got a soft touch too, but can he get that shot up over Jack Eady?
That's going to be tough.
Yeah. Who you like?
Wait, who did you chose NC State?
Yeah, Purdue by 9.
Yeah, I'm going to go NC State because I don't think Purdue blows them out.
Okay, and then the final game is UConn, 11.5 over Alabama. We're not going to do the spread here because I don't think it's worth even betting the spread. UConn wins every game by 25 points.
Yeah.
So we're going to go over-under. The total points, 161. That means if the final score is 81-80... you would push. Is the game going to be higher scoring or lower than that? Remember, Alabama scores 90, 100 points a game normally.
They do, but they haven't faced UConn yet, right?
No, they haven't.
I'm going to go over.
Really?
I mean, UConn just scores a ton of points. I can't see them scoring less than 70.
UConn?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they score 70 and Alabama scores 60, you're not going to get over the total.
You're right.
The total's 161.
I guess it would be 82-80. Okay, I'm going to go under.
You're going to go under.
Thank you for talking me out of that.
You're welcome. Just so you know, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm saying under also.
Okay, good.
Alabama can average 100 points a game. They're not going to get that against this team.
I was going to say, because they have that tall guy in UConn.
They'll be lucky to get 65 points in this game if you're
65.
Alabama. Maybe 70.
Okay.
And UConn's going to get 85. Or, yeah, it's going to be close to 161, but I'll go under. All right, there's our way.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember to gamble responsibly out there. And as a matter of fact, you'd have a better term for that. If you don't have the money to lose, don't bet.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, have some fun. Pick some games like we do. But, you know, unless you got a bunch of money lying around that you don't need.
Give it to me first.
Yeah,
and then
either
I'll
give
bet
it to us.
You.
Or, yeah, just don't bet in the first place. That's the smart way to go.
Yeah,
that's the best bet of all right there, Scrabe.
I was watching a documentary a couple weeks ago on, like, sports betting, and it followed around four different type of people. Followed the everyday bettor this is their job. It followed the casual bettor, and it followed, middle bettors. All of them ended up in bad spots because of betting. Even the casual bettor started getting that itch and started to bet more and more. There's a lot of studies happening right now about addiction and betting and all that. And they're thinking that
these
companies are going to have to do a lot more to let you know that it's dangerous.
They're putting a little tiny bit of writing at the bottom of the screen is not keeping anybody from gambling.
That is true.
It's just not.
But you have to say, please drink responsibly.
And you
in
have to say, please. Well, we say bet responsibly.
Yeah.
But we talk about this a lot on the show.
We do.
And we try to do this segment for some fun to give you a little idea who we like in certain games. But yeah, I think we and I have said it dozens of times how dangerous the whole gambling thing can be. Harrison Bader with a base hit to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning gets the Mets a hit.
Wow.
But they still trail the Tigers 1-0. We'll keep you up to date. More Gwen and Chris after we check some traffic. All right, welcome back. We've got a short segment here. I always take my time when I say that because earlier in the carnation of this program, I believe we came back with short segment.
Short segment.
Yeah. So I try to take my time on that. 3:27 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us earlier, but he and the Padres are now on their way to San Francisco, where they'll open a series with the Giants tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon,
pardon. Yes, it's an afternoon game, 1:30. Tomorrow afternoon, 1:35. Tomorrow, I'll give you an extra 5 minutes. Your day will be 5 minutes longer because it doesn't start till 1:35.
We always complain when people say, awards are being announced at 6, and then they announce them at 6:50.
You're absolutely right. 1:35 tomorrow. We will not have our show tomorrow as a result. So we're kind of getting everything in here before the weekend. ESPN, to give us something to talk about, has its week one power ratings in for Major League Baseball.
Sweet.
Padres opened the season as the number 13 power ranking team. Where would you put them, Scrabe? Up or down after the first week of the season and a 4-5 record.
I put them down because they lost 2 of 3 to the Cardinals.
Okay. How far down?
I put them at number 17.
From 13 to 17?
Yes.
You're harsh.
Yes, I am harsh.
They're harsher. ESPN
really?
ESPN put them at 18.
Wow.
After a 4-5 record. Says the writing here, which is done by Alden Gonzalez, our good friend.
Oh, yes.
It's interesting. He says new manager Mike Schilt made the rather surprising decision to slot Jake Cronenworth into the number 3 spot of his lineup.
Hmm.
We had a question on that
yes.
exact thing
yeah.
earlier in yeah. the Padre Pen Pals. Alden Gonzalez goes on to write, Cronenworth has delivered, though, early on. 286, 333, 429 slash line through 39 plate appearances.
Says man, if Go ahead, sorry.
I'm just saying, if Cronenworth can get back to producing like he did from 21 to 2022, it will be Padres, who traded away Juan Soto, blah, 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 blah. I'm so tired of hearing about Juan Soto already.
The problem is
a week
yes,
into the season.
He has to write that because he's a national writer, but we've read it 100,000 times.
I'm done with Juan Soto, man. He's gone. He's the Yankees. I'm not going to say problem. He's the Yankees now.
How do you feel about Juan Soto, Chris?
I don't like him.
I'm not sure.
And everybody who says, why don't you like him, just read the article that was written about him in The Athletic, what, 2 days ago? A day and a half ago?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Okay. Find The Athletic. Find the story on Juan Soto.
Britt Garoli.
Who wrote it?
Britt Garoli, I think is how
spell
you pronounce
that.
Her last name. G-H-I-R-O-L-I, something like that.
Okay. Read that article, and after that, you still like Juan Soto? Go right ahead. But I'm not a big fan. It's a free country.
It is a free country.
We don't have to be Juan Soto fans.
No.
I always say he's a great statistical ball player.
That
doesn't necessarily guarantee my fanship.
It also doesn't guarantee team wins either. He may put up numbers on his own, but I can't really for sure say that he changed his approaches. But there were many times that fans were upset with him last year for maybe trying to swing for the fences instead of just knocking one through and getting a run in.
How about fans being upset that he wouldn't swing in the first place?
Well, that's I'm
that was
put
another
that to
issue.
The side
that was another
because
issue.
Every time someone gets a walk, I want to be like, everybody hates walks. But the one thing about the Juan Soto article that was that just spoke to me was when they said that he was in hitters meetings and he had earbuds in from time to time.
That is crazy.
If we were to have a meeting, Chris,
can you imagine?
And
I have my earbuds in. I'm listening to music while they're talking.
I would imagine
anybody in any meeting out there.
Yeah.
No matter where you work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would snatch that right out of your ear because it's disrespectful.
First of all, your boss would hate you.
Yes.
Second of all, everyone you work with would be like, who do you think you are?
Yeah. Who do you think you are is right. Because you're not more important than team. Are we boring you with this? Is this scouting information?
Don't get me started. Don't take my shirt off, baby.
Michael says, baseball is entertainment for fans and a business for owners and players. Soto is gone. Build a bridge and get over it. We are over it. We're just bringing up what was written yesterday about his time in San Diego.
Just bringing it up. If you don't know why I'm not a big Juan Soto fan, read that article. That's all I'm saying. We'll move on from that. On the scoreboard, Mets are 3 outs away from being 0-6.
Oh, man.
They trail the Tigers 1-0. Detroit's batting in the top of the 9th, looking to sweep the doubleheader, and that would put the Tigers at 6-0. The other winless team, the Marlins, trying to hang on to a 5-4 lead now over the Cardinals.
Uh-oh. It's getting
antsy. Closer. Bottom of the 7th, Cardinals batting with a couple of runners on. Marlins are trying to avoid going 0-8. A couple of other quick baseball notes for you baseball fans out there. You'll be probably kind of happy. You'll smile wryly when you hear this. Wryly is spelled W-R-Y-L-Y.
Wait.
You got that word? W-R-Y-L-Y.
Oh, Wryly. Okay.
Right.
All right,
you'll have a wry smile
yes,
when
okay.
you hear this.
Okay, all right.
Matt Carpenter to the disabled list already. Not even a week into the season. Oblique strain. I knew you'd like that. He loves it. Why do you like that so much?
I don't know. Matt Carpenter did nothing wrong. I don't have any problem with him, although I do think he was on the team for far too long last year.
We tend to not be fans of players that don't do much when they're here. That's all.
And
it's not a personal shot at Matt Carpenter.
It's all what they do on the field.
That's right.
That's what we care about on the field. But Matt Carpenter also, I think he got two hits against the Padres. Where did that come from?
I don't know. This is another note, and this is kind of, you know, just rubbing salt in the wounds of the Marlins, who haven't won a game yet. Their number one starter, Yuri Perez, who did not begin the season on the active list because of some arm issues. Now really has arm issues. He's undergoing Tommy John surgery, and he's going to miss the entire season. Too bad for Yuri Perez. This guy's only 21 years old, though, so he's got plenty of time to come back. The Marlins are already without their other ace, Sandy Alcantara. I wanted to call him Alcantara, but it's not. It's Alcantara. He has also undergone Tommy surgery, Tommy John already, so he's already out for the season. They have right-hander Edward Cabrera and left-hander Braxton Garrett also sidelined. So four of their five, you know, started for them today? For the Marlins?
Would it be Ryan Weathers?
It would be.
All right.
And he's trying to get the win, but I got bad news for him. Cardinals just knocked in two runs to take a 6-5 lead.
No way.
Over the Marlins.
I got to find this game
in the
TV.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Sorry about that, Marlins. Ryan Weathers, let's see, he went five innings, allowed three runs, but things have turned on him. Nolan Gorman, your buddy, just came through with a two-run double to put the Cardinals ahead 6-5 in the bottom of the seventh. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a trip to the 30-mile zone.
Yes.
I had a great friend of ours. I just call her Jen. She's a radio personality.
Oh, okay.
And we went out to dinner the other night with her and her husband. But Jen used to work at one of the big-time pop stations here in town.
I'm trying to think of who it is, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay.
You'll know when I tell you. But anyway, she was nice enough to come in the afternoon and do a celebrity/sports segment on my show. Way back when.
Okay, all right.
Way before this all became the thing.
Wow, 30-mile zone before 30-mile zone.
So the other night, she was talking to me at dinner about our show, this show.
Uh-huh.
And she said, do you have a bunch of segments, et cetera? And I said, yeah. In fact, one is the 30-mile zone. And she goes, what's that?
I know.
I said, you're the celebrity reporter. You should know this stuff. She goes, I have no idea what the 30-mile zone is. And I said, do you watch TMZ? There you go. We even fooled her on that one.
I actually broke the news to Craig Elston and Annie Halbrun earlier today as well, because I was playing match game with them, and they asked me what was coming up, and I said 30 miles zone. They said I didn't know that.
They did not know.
So
nobody,
you were teaching a lot of people.
Teaching a lot of people about the 30-mile zone. We'll have it when we come back. More Gwen and Chris. And updates on the losers that are the Marlins and the Mets. We'll see if they can continue their losing ways as Gwen and Chris continues its winning ways. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:42 is the time. I got good news for the Metropolitan fans out there. Pete Alonso led off the bottom of the ninth inning with a home run.
So the Mets have
tied it up against the Tigers 1-1.
That's a big home run for them, and I'm being serious.
Oh, no kidding. You don't want to go to 0-6, get swept in a doubleheader at home.
Against the Tigers?
Against the Tigers. But that game is still going along right now. As I said, it is 1-1, bottom of the ninth, Mets batting. Marlins are trailing the Cardinals now. Oh, boy.
Oh, it got worse?
8-5 in favor of the Redbirds.
Wow.
St. Louis just scored five runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to turn this game around. As I said, Nolan Gorman had a two-run double to help kickstart that rally. And, Marlins are potentially on their way to 0-8. All right. Sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault.
Just reporting the facts.
I know.
Just reporting the facts, not trying to make fun of a team that is getting burned by the karma police, firing Kim Ng after she did a fantastic job.
I like that Tony said on the broadcast yesterday what everyone was thinking, but yeah. I can only imagine the, oh gosh, did I say too much? that happened going through
his head. He was a little worried that he might have said too much, but yeah. You know, it's an opinion that a lot of people shared at the time. Kim Ng did a great job. She's the first female GM. There was a lot of eyes on that, and she really performed beyond admirably in that role.
Yes.
And then, you know, to just be kind of ceremoniously dumped.
They demoted her.
You know, a lot of people were upset by that. And, you know, we don't know everything that happened, of course.
Yeah.
But we know that the Marlins are 0-8. Are about to be 0-8.
I know that people like Kim Ng aren't hoping for a demise, but do you think that she's kind of hoping for a demise?
People like you are hoping for a demise.
Maybe.
But yes, right? Isn't that not? I mean, you and I are going to say it, right?
Yeah.
It's human nature.
It is.
I mean, if you get fired from a job, and in her case, she was demoted and then. You know, she ended up quitting after she refused the demotion.
Yes.
But if you were fired from a job, you're on your way out the door, the first thing that's going to pop through your head is, oh, I hope this company really suffers now.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You have to think that or you're not human.
I feel like it's a different type of world but it's not. It's not a different type of world. You're probably right. She thinks that for sure.
Yeah.
So, because she's like, these people made a bad decision.
I doubt that Kim Ng is going to release a TikTok video of her celebrating their 0-8 start.
She should.
You know, that might be a little much.
I think she should.
But I think, you know, privately, quietly, she's like, huh.
She's Riley smiling.
She's Riley smiling, W-R-Y-L-Y. all right, we got the 30-mile zone. Before we get to that, one of my all-time favorites is coming to Southern California, Scrape. That's right. Former USD player, former Cleveland Cavaliers basketball coach, former head coach at Nevada, former head coach at Arkansas.
Oh.
Yes, he's well traveled, and I've been a big fan at every one of his stops. Eric Musselman will be the new head coach of the USC Trojans.
Don't take my shirt off.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Didn't he take his shirt off after a game?
Oh, yes. That's right.
He, was celebrating. He took
after
his shirt off.
After Arkansas upset Kansas in the NCAA tournament last year, he jumped up on the scorers table and took his shirt off.
He did. That's a lie.
This year, Musselman finished 16-17 at Arkansas. Leaves the Razorbacks to take over with the Trojans. I will say one thing for Eric Musselman.
Better keep Bronny.
Oh, right. Bronny is going to be in the transfer portal, right? Mm-hmm. Is he actually in the transfer portal, or is it all still rumored that he's in the transfer portal?
I don't know. I mean, LeBron commented on it saying he has a big decision to make, so yeah. I guess it's there.
I think it's possible. But no, here's my comment for Eric Musselman. Get comfortable, because no team, other than maybe Stanford or Cal in the ACC, is going to travel as much as USC and UCLA are next year.
Oh, that's true.
Playing in the Big Ten.
Arkansas is kind of in the middle of the country.
At least Arkansas. Yes. SEC had 1-hour flights. Now they're going to be going to Rutgers, Maryland, Penn State.
Just spending your life on the road.
No kidding, man. I don't know. All right, let's get to some other fun stuff in the sports world. Let me check in on the Mets real quick, because I don't want to leave you hanging there. Mets had tied things up.
I'm going to go into traffic, and then you can update us. How about that?
I got it now.
Okay, what is it?
Mets win! Mets win!
Do they?
Mets win!
Wow.
Tyrone Taylor with a walk-off RBI single.
Good for him.
So New York gets in the win column over Detroit, 2-1. Hit traffic.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll get into these real quick. We got a UConn story. We got a Robbie Avila story. And we also need to update you on Rashee Rice. We haven't even really talked about Rashee Rice this week, but
that is getting a little bit sticky. Speaking of rice, sticky rice.
I saw a great comment.
Yeah, it's getting a little sticky.
That someone said, I thought Rashee Rice was an expensive dish at P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, well,
this
might be a costly situation.
It's very serious for him.
Rashee Rice right now.
All right, so the first story we have today is that UConn, I don't know if this is presumptuous or if this is just smart, because they are not taking any chances this year with both of their teams, men's and women's hoops in the Final Four. They are removing all of the Lampus to stop any debauchery square in its tracks.
Wow.
Yes, I guess TMZ Sports reached out to UConn on Tuesday, and they said that they remember students causing a lot of damage to the campus, including ripping down light poles, throwing them through buildings. So UConn removed all of them. UConn spokesperson said, given the prevalence of damage to the aluminum campus light poles along Fairfield Way last year, the university is temporarily removing them and has installed wall lights in that area. They provide the same amount of illumination without being vulnerable to being removed and misused as occurred last year. So I will never, ever, 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 ever understand people who destroy things after their team wins, but I think this is not presumptuous. I think this is smart.
It's pretty smart. And, you know, I know last year around the Montezuma Mesa, mm-hmm. when the Aztecs got to the, you know, the Final Four.
Yep.
I don't think it was, you know, mayhem, certainly. But I know some kids were climbing up on streetlights and, you know, things like that. And, you know, I get it. You want to celebrate. You want to go a little crazy. You want to be a little wild. But you're right, Scraby. You know, knocking down buildings and breaking out windows and overturning cars.
Yeah.
The first time I remember all of it, I'm going to blame you, Detroit. 1984, when the Tigers beat the Padres in the World Series. It's the first time I ever saw a city on fire because a team had won a championship. It may have happened before that, and I didn't know. But it's been like this in a lot of places for a long time, and it's too bad. It's too bad, and I think UConn is doing the right thing here. I mean, they got a pretty good chance to win one of these titles, if not both.
Yeah. It would be weird if, like, I don't know, Clemson did it in the Sweet 16, but, this is not weird.
San Diego State had no inkling of doing it, I don't think, last year, right? I mean,
no.
We weren't expecting the Aztecs to do what they did last year. And, I mean, I think, from what I recall, everybody celebrated pretty responsibly at San Diego State.
I don't remember anything being too crazy.
I don't remember too anything, but I know some people were climbing on streetlights, et cetera. By the way, UConn's men's basketball team was delayed leaving Connecticut.
Oh, no.
For its trip to the Final Four.
Oh, no.
They were supposed to leave at 6 p.m. Wednesday. They did not get out of there out of Hartford until 1:30 a.m. And Coach Dan Hurley took to social media around 1 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven hours later.
Let's hear what this guy had to say.
He didn't say anything. He just said, we haven't taken off yet.
Oh. I thought he was going to be like, this is why the sports gods are out to get us.
You know something that's funny?
What?
That is probably exactly what he's going to tell his team.
Oh, probably.
Anything to motivate his team. Keep in mind, they are supposed to win it, and he has to keep an edge for them, and he's pretty good at finding
one.
That's
true. That's true, but still it's kind of annoying.
I get you.
All right. Now, the next story we have is our guy, Milk Chamberlain, or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but his real name is Robbie Avila. He is
Or Larry Nerd.
He's an Indiana State basketball star. He became pretty famous this season. And the Chicago.
Why is it? Is it just because he wears the goggles?
I think it's his
look. I don't think he's heavy. He's just a big
no.
build.
No, he just looks like a guy playing basketball like I look like I play basketball. He doesn't look like he's very good, but he is really good.
You're right. If you stood in a lineup of 10 people,
would not pick him
out. You wouldn't say that's the basketball player.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the White Sox have actually signed him now to an NIL deal. They're doing this. It's called the Shy Sox.
Wait, the White Sox?
The White Sox. Yeah,
okay.
they have something called the Shy Sox Athlete Program, and he's going to be joining talented group of athletes, including Ohio State wide receiver Carnell Tate and Notre Dame soccer midfielder Berkeley Mensick. There's not much. Athletes receive personalized mentorship, branding opportunities on White Sox platforms, financial incentives for social media promotion, and a ceremonial first pitch opportunity for the White Sox, among other benefits. Basically, this is just a good way for him to get in front of other people.
By the way, anytime the NIL works like that, where players get an opportunity to get themselves out there, get themselves known, make a little money, earn a little money.
Yeah, yeah.
Based on their likeness.
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing was intended for.
Yes.
It was not intended for, hey, here's $100,000. Please come play at my school.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, unfortunately, is what it's turned into.
Yes, but the White Sox spent a little money.
The NIL, because we're, you know, basically we just rip it to shreds on this show and everywhere else. But the NIL had good things in mind. It just hasn't turned out the way it was, you know, planned. That's all.
Yeah, it didn't at all. It just made evil people more evil, I think.
You're right. Yeah. Gave people an opportunity to, anyway,
yeah,
circumvent the rules.
Yes.
Which too many people like to do around here.
All right, Rashee Rice, Chiefs wide receiver. He was caught on video on Saturday after an accident when he and a Lamborghini and a Corvette were driving down the freeway and they ended up crashing. He was caught on video leaving the scene of the accident. No one was really sure whether or not he was actually driving, but today his attorney did announce that he was driving the vehicle, one of the vehicles, and the lawyer said, Mr. Rice wants to make certain that's understood and appreciated. He's going to do everything in his power to bring their life back to as normal as possible. And he's talking about the victims. In terms of injuries, in terms of property damage, make certain he is responsible for helping them get through this particular part of this. Don't get us wrong. We understand that no one can help get over the victims, get over the memories. Man, this is a landmine. Get over the memories of being in an accident. Basically saying that Rashee Rice is stepping up. He's taking responsibility for it. But apparently he has no contact with the Chiefs yet.
He caused a chain reaction crash.
Yes.
On a Dallas highway, right?
Yeah.
Said his attorney, quote, he's a young man that made a mistake. Boo-hoo. I am tired of you people thinking that it's cool to drive 130 miles per hour out there. Too much crap like this keeps happening. And, you know, somebody's got to explain it to me. What is the deal with driving that fast when you're not on a speedway somewhere? Why do you have to do this on the freeway?
You're young and you bought an expensive car.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Too many people are dying, getting injured, losing lives. This has got to slow down or stop soon. And I don't know that Rashee Rice is, you know, I'm not going to just give him the old, he's young and he made a mistake. That isn't making a mistake when you know something is categorically wrong.
Yes.
And you go ahead and do it anyway. Well, that is not making a mistake. That is just being stupid.
There's
a big difference.
I can agree with you. I do think that young players are going to make these mistakes, but I also agree with you. They have too much information. The teams educate them on this stuff, and everybody in their life knows it's illegal and it's a felony. I think it's a felony, right?
I hope somebody leave the accident. Somebody high profile like this guy, and I don't hate to make him an example, but somebody high profile like this guy's got to pay a pretty severe price. And this notion that Rice's quote heart goes out to those who are injured.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, where
that.
Was your heart when you were driving 150 miles an hour,
or when you left the scene,
please,
and left them all.
Sorry,
Rashee,
I'm a big fan. I wanted you on my fantasy team, but before that, I want you to spend some jail time and figure this all out.
I don't know if I'm willing to go as far as jail time, but I definitely want him to go through the process of the court system. So if that involves jail time, then then there it is. He has to pay for what he did. But if it doesn't,
I like to say, Scraby. Don't drive on my lawn.
Don't drive? You like to say that. How many people are driving on your lawn?
Well, this guy would have been if he was in the neighborhood.
I don't know. The Chiefs, though, they got some work to do.
See
with
how this all
Rice.
Turns out.
All right.
Very good.
Yes, Chris versus the fans next. 833-288-0973. We did not give away Eric Clapton tickets yesterday, so you will be able to play for those. You'll also be able to play for the qualification to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30 Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll get into these real quick. We got a UConn story, we got a Robbie Avila story, and we also need to update you on Rashee Rice. We haven't even really talked about Rashee Rice this week, but
that is getting a little bit sticky.
Speaking
of rice, sticky rice.
I saw a great comment.
Yeah, it's getting a little sticky.
That someone said, I thought Rashee Rice was an expensive dish at P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, well, this might be a costly situation.
It's very serious for him.
Rashee Rice, yes. Right now.
All right, so the first story we have today is that UConn, I don't know if this is presumptuous or if this is just smart, because they are not taking any chances this year with both of their teams, men's and women's hoops, in the Final Four. They are removing all of the Lampus to stop any debauchery square in its tracks.
Wow.
Yes, I guess TMZ Sports reached out to UConn on Tuesday, and they said that they remember students causing a lot of damage to the campus, including ripping down light poles, throwing them through buildings. So UConn removed all of them. UConn spokesperson said, given the prevalence of damage to the aluminum campus light poles along Fairfield Way last year, the university is temporarily removing them and has installed wall lights in that area. They provide the same amount of illumination without being vulnerable to being removed and misused as occurred last year. So I will never, ever, 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 ever understand people who destroy things after their team wins, but I think this is not presumptuous. I think this is smart.
It's pretty smart. And, you know, I know last year around the Montezuma Mesa, mm-hmm. when the Aztecs got to the Final Four.
Yep.
I don't think it was, you know, mayhem, certainly. But I know some kids were climbing up on street lights and, you know, things like that. And, you know, I get it. You want to celebrate. You want to go a little crazy. You want to be a little wild. But you're right, Scraby. You know, knocking down buildings and breaking out windows and overturning cars.
Yeah.
The first time I remember all of it, I'm going to blame you, Detroit. 1984, when the Tigers beat the Padres in the World Series. That's the first time I ever saw a city on fire because a team had won a championship. It may have happened before that, and I didn't know. But it's been like this in a lot of places for a long time, and it's too bad. It's too bad, and I think UConn is doing the right thing here. I mean, they got a pretty good chance to win one of these titles, if not both.
Yeah. It would be weird if, like, I don't know, Clemson did it in the Sweet 16, but, this is not weird.
San Diego State had no inkling of doing it, I don't think, last year, right? I mean,
no.
We weren't expecting the Aztecs to do what they did last year, and, I mean, I think, from what I recall, everybody celebrated pretty responsibly at San Diego State.
I don't remember anything being too crazy,
but I know some people were climbing on streetlights, etc. By the way, UConn's men's basketball team was delayed leaving Connecticut.
Oh, no.
For its trip to the Final Four.
Oh, no.
They were supposed to leave at 6 p.m. Wednesday. They did not get out of there out of Hartford until 1:30 a.m. And Coach Dan Hurley took to social media around 1 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven hours later.
Let's hear what this guy had to say.
He didn't say anything. He just said, we haven't taken off yet.
Oh. I thought he was going to be like, this is why the sports gods are out to get us.
You know something that's funny?
What?
That is probably exactly what he's going to tell his team.
Oh, probably.
Anything to motivate his team. Keep in mind, they are supposed to win it. And he has to keep an edge for them, and he's pretty good at finding
one.
That's
true. That's true, but still it's kind of annoying.
I get you.
All right. Now, the next story we have is our guy, Milk Chamberlain, or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but his real name is Robbie Avila. He is
Or Larry Nerd.
He's an Indiana State basketball star. He became pretty famous this season. And the Chicago...
Why is it? Is it just because he wears the goggles?
I think it's his
look. I don't think he's heavy. He's just a big
no.
build.
No, he just looks like a guy playing basketball like I look like I play basketball. He doesn't look like he's very good, but he is really good.
You're right. If you stood in a lineup of 10 people,
would not pick him
out. You wouldn't say that's the basketball player.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the White Sox have actually signed him now to an NIL deal. They're doing this. It's called the Shy Sox.
Wait, the White Sox?
The White Sox. Yeah, okay. They have something called the Shy Sox Athlete Program, and he's going to be joining talented group of athletes, including Ohio State wide receiver Carnell Tate and Notre Dame soccer midfielder Berkeley Mensick. There's not much. Athletes receive personalized mentorship, branding opportunities on White Sox platforms, financial incentives for social media promotion, and a ceremonial first pitch opportunity for the White Sox, among other benefits. Basically, this is just a good way for him to get in front of other people.
By the way, anytime the NIL works like that, where players get an opportunity to get themselves out there, get themselves known, make a little money, based on their likeness.
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing was intended for.
Yes.
It was not intended for, hey, here's $100,000, please come play at my school.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, unfortunately, is what it's turned into.
Yes, but the White Sox
The NIL, because we just rip it to shreds on this show and everywhere else, but the NIL had good things in mind. It just hasn't turned out the way it was, planned. That's all.
Yeah, it didn't at all. It just made evil people more evil, I think.
You're right. Yeah. Gave people an opportunity to, circumvent the rules.
Yes.
Which too many people like to do around here.
All right. Rashee Rice, Chiefs wide receiver. He was caught on video on Saturday after an accident when he and a Lamborghini and a Corvette were driving down the freeway and they ended up crashing. He was caught on video leaving the scene of the accident. No one was really sure whether or not he was actually driving, but today his attorney did announce that he was driving the vehicle, one of the vehicles, and the lawyer said, Mr. Rice wants to make certain that's understood and appreciated. He's going to do everything in his power to bring their life back to as normal as possible. And he's talking about the victims. In terms of injuries, in terms of property damage, make certain he is responsible for helping them get through that particular part of this. Don't get us wrong. We understand that no one can help get over the victims, get over the memories. Man, this is a landmine. Get over the memories of being in an accident. Basically saying that Rashee Rice is stepping up. He's taking responsibility for it. But apparently he has no contact with the Chiefs yet.
He caused a chain reaction crash.
Yes.
On a Dallas highway, right?
Yeah.
Said his attorney, quote, he's a young man that made a mistake. Boo-hoo. I am tired of you people thinking that it's cool to drive 130 miles per hour out there. Too much crap like this keeps happening. And, somebody's got to explain it to me. What is the deal with driving that fast when you're not on a speedway somewhere? Why do you have to do this on the freeway?
You're young and you bought an expensive car.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Too many people are dying, getting injured, losing lives. This has got to slow down or stop soon. And I don't know that Rashee Rice is, I'm not going to just give him the old, he's young and he made a mistake. That isn't making a mistake when you know something is categorically wrong.
Yes.
And you go ahead and do it anyway. Well, that is not making a mistake. That is just being stupid.
There's
a big difference.
I can agree with you. I do think that young players are going to make these mistakes, but I also agree with you. They have too much information. The teams educate them on this stuff, and everybody in their life knows it's illegal and it's a felony. I think it's a felony, right?
I hope somebody leave the accident. Somebody high profile like this guy, and I don't hate to make him an example, but somebody high profile like this guy's got to pay a pretty severe price. And this notion that Rice's quote heart goes out to those who are injured.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, where
that
was your heart when you were driving 150? 50 miles an hour.
Or when you left the scene.
Please.
And left them all.
Sorry, Rashi. I'm a big fan. I wanted you on my fantasy team. But before that, I want you to spend some jail time and figure this all out.
I don't know if I'm willing to go as far as jail time, but I definitely want him to go through the process of the court system. So if that involves jail time, then then there it is. He has to pay for what he did. But if it doesn't,
I like to say, Scraby, okay. Don't drive on my lawn.
Don't drive? You like to say that. How many people are driving on your lawn?
Well, this guy would have been if he was in the neighborhood.
I don't know. The Chiefs, though, they got some work to do.
See
with
how this all
Rice.
Turns out.
All right.
Very good.
Yes, Chris versus the fans next. 833-288-0973. We did not give away Eric Clapton tickets yesterday, so you will be able to play for those. You'll also be able to play for the qualification to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.